None but the hungry heart. 322. Deepened channels. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. We want fellowship with the Lord Jesus in his peace and joy, and naturally fear and seek to avoid suffering. However, it is in the fellowship of his sufferings that we partake of his peace and joy. The Lord has a wonderful way of bringing us into the fellowship of his sufferings, even when everything outside looks prosperous. Sometimes the most apparently prosperous lives have the deepest sufferings at the back of them. The Lord must one way or another teach us fellowship with suffering, or we cannot be of much use. We dwell much upon the side of being filled with joy, but let us not forget there are broken hearts all around us, and if we are to be channels of divine comfort to them, we must learn something of the fellowship of his sufferings in our own experience. We shall err if we think that life in the sanctuary, hidden with Christ in God, means freedom from suffering, sorrow, and trial. Rather, will the soul be strengthened inwardly to be trusted more and more with the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming conformed unto his death. Our Father can advance his children into conformity to the image of his Son more by suffering in one day than in many years of ease from trial. See how we call those who thus endured happy. You have heard how patiently Job endured, and have seen how the Lord finally blessed him, because the Lord is tender-hearted and merciful. James 5, verse 11.